Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking a very pertinent and I believe timely question today. Are we facing a food famine? Perhaps you say, well, I go into the grocery store and buy whatever I want. Wonderful. Recently I'd gone into Walmart and I just went by the egg department, you know, the large group of shelves. I think the shelves for the eggs, about 4 layers and about 18 to 24 feet in length. And I was surprised to see about 80% of the eggs still there. And I believe that's telling me that people are just not going to buy the eggs. I believe Walmart has them about $3.87 a dozen. 18 eggs, I believe $5.20-$5.30. Some places across America, they're $6 to $10 a dozen. Recently heard on Fox News, so early morning news, they're running about $10 a dozen in New York, about $8 a dozen over in California, the two lands of fruits and nuts. And I'm surprised, ladies and gentlemen, at people buying them. And I think the best way to squelch that is simply not to buy eggs. But it's not just the egg shortage. It's not just what is happening with the prices being astronomically increased. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're witnessing a planned fuel, financial, and food famine in America and around the world. It has a very bizarre, macabre foundation to it, I believe. I believe it is the globalist mindset to destroy the constitutional republic in America and to take control on a global basis. Bill Gates is part of that globalist mindset. Just before the news break, I read the headlines in one paragraph. Headline says, Bill Gates thinks that we should start eating 100% synthetic beef. Bill Gates believes that the wealthiest countries, speaking of America, should switch to eating 100% synthetic beef in order to help combat climate change. All of this is done, all of this is promulgated on the basis that we need to be careful because we're going to destroy Mother Earth, as they call it. But my statement has been for some time now, if the globe is protected and the people are destroyed, what do we have? We're still murdering babies by the millions still in the mother's womb. And we're witnessing today, by the way, just out of curiosity, perhaps you recall it. Back in the mid-70s, Al Gore said that in 20 years that we would be under a sheet of ice in America, that there would be major flooding, there would be a new ice age. Then they changed it to the fact that we're going to be overheated and we're going to fry because of what was happening with the earth and with the climate. And then to cover it all, they just changed the term to climate change. Climate change is a methodology being used by the globalist and the World Economic Forum. It's a methodology being used to bring about fright and submission on the part of the people in America. You have people like John Kerry that's not concerned about his emissions because he flies his jet over zip-zap around the world. And when confronted at that, when they were at Davos, Switzerland, for the World Economic Forum, an interviewer asked the question, well, aren't you destroying the climate by flying your jet? He said, well, he could buy enough of the deposits or enough make enough deposits on the carbon emission deposits, the payments, that it would offset it. Ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't change what's happening in the atmosphere. So if they really believe that, they wouldn't have the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of jets going in and out to a meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Going back to the Bill Gates article, he says, I do think that rich countries should move to 100% synthetic beef. Gates said when he was when asked how to cut back on the methane emissions, you can get used to the taste, different taste, he said, and the claim is that they're going to make it taste even better over time. Eventually, that green premium is modest enough that you can sort of change the behavior of people or use regulations, hear me, or use regulations to totally shift the people's demand. Hear what I'm saying? He says we can either get used to eating a chemical mixture called phony meat, phony food. We can either get used to it, or the government can change the regulations and by the flip of a switch make a demand that that's all we can eat. Gates went on to say, Gates, whose book, How to Avoid Climate Disaster, spoke of the difficulties in tackling emissions when it comes to livestock. And the FAUX, F-A-U-X means FAUX, phony, meat, may be a way to go. There are all the things that we could feed them, different food, speaking of people. This one compound gives you 20% reduction in the methane emissions. In other words, we have phony meat, chemically made meat. It might not taste as good, but it can reduce the methane emissions. Because you see, if you have beef, you've got methane going in there from the flatulence of the cows. So therefore, you can cut the cows out and have just phony beef, phony meat. He says, I do think rich countries should move toward a 100% synthetic beef protocol. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being manipulated as Americans. We're being told that we've got to protect Mother Earth or we will not have Mother Earth. We're being told that it's climate change that is causing all of the heartaches of the world, and therefore we need to be willing to pay higher prices, not only eating phony food and doing without eggs, doing without beef, doing without pork, and just living off phony food, but yet Bill Gates, listen carefully, buying up hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres to grow vegetable products that can be taken and used to produce and manufacture the phony meats and to offset what we would need from the standpoint of food. Bill Gates' global goal is to control what we eat. Bill Gates' goal is to control the number of people on the face of the globe. Bill Gates' global desire is to see a mass reduction of the population by a billion people. And supposedly, we can do so by eating phony food. I believe we're headed to a major food famine in America, and it's already taking place in other parts around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. 904-831-0917. That telephone call goes directly through to our studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're witnessing a contrived shortage of not only food, but fuel. Have you noticed the prices going back up at a rapid clip of gasoline? Well, you know, Joe Biden sold off hundreds of thousands, millions of gallons of our petroleum reserve in America to try to bring the prices down temporarily. What the general public is not aware of is that the overwhelming majority, over 60%, hear me, over 60% of the global fuel reserve that we had that we keep in store for in time of war, if that happens, we would have the availability. Over 60% of that was sold back to China. Did you understand what I just said? Over 60% of the fuel that was sold from our fuel reserve in America at the behest and direction of Joe Biden, on the false premise that it would reduce the price of gasoline, was sold to China. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching today an increased lever by the federal government to prevent drilling of oil, drilling of gas, and the production thereof in America. They keep claiming, well, you know, we've increased the number of leases for oil drilling and exploration. Yes, they have. But they've reduced the number of applications for permits to allow it to take place. So it's a lie to the general public. It's again goes back to the master magician. Look at my right hand. Don't pay attention to what I'm doing with my left hand. And ladies and gentlemen, while the food crisis is taking place, while the fuel crisis is taking place, we're watching exponentially high increases in the cost of goods and monies in America, with the inflation rate now clipping at 9% approximately. I believe if the numbers were truly calculated, we'd be close to a 15% inflation rate in America. They're claiming that we have low employment. That's because people have stopped working, still depending on the federal government check of $600 to $800 a month coming in by sitting at home. And ladies and gentlemen, we're running out of gas. We're running out of petrol in America. But we don't need to worry. Joe Biden has the answer. We're going to be forced to drive electric cars. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trickling down to where we're going, that we're watching the mastermind behind the scenes, which I believe is a satanic, demonic move to push America and the globe into the niche that is getting ready for the Antichrist to step on the scene. I believe we're watching eschatological prophetic texts being fulfilled each and every day. We look at it as being woeful. We look at it as being horrific, and it is. We look at it as being from the loose likes lost Looney Tunes on the left, and it is. But ladies and gentlemen, it's a demonic control that's bringing us closer and closer to the day that the church will be raptured out, the Lord Jesus Christ taking us out of this old world. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you own an electric car or not, but there's some major, major, major increase of information that needs to be broadcast, and it's not being broadcast today. Here's an article. Fuel cost of electric vehicles overtake gas-powered cars, according to the latest study. Did you hear what I said? Fuel cost of electric vehicles overtake gas-powered cars. The cost of fuel electric vehicles in the United States is higher than gas-powered cars for the first time in 18 months, according to the research consulting company. Typical mid-priced internal combustion engine car drivers paid about $11.29 for fuel for their cars for 100 miles driving. The cost was around 0.31 cents cheaper than the amount paid for the mid-priced EV, electric vehicle driver, charging mostly at home, and over $3 less than the cost borne by the comparable EV drivers charging commercially, according to the Anderson Group research. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, you can't buy an electric car, drive it home, and plug it in. You've got to have a new electric panel put in your home that will be just for that car. And the cost for producing the electricity to go in that wire to pump into that car is more expensive than the cost of gasoline, even at the price of gasoline, to drive 100 miles. That's not being broadcast, not being told. And it goes on to say, even for the luxury EVs, electric vehicle owners, $12.4 to drive every 100 miles on average is to charge their cars mostly at home. $15.95 if they charge their cars mostly at commercial charging stations. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a major, major, major problem with the electric vehicles today. Don't know if you've kept up with any of the information or not, but it's very almost impossible to give away a used electric vehicle. Once that electric vehicle has gotten 2, 3, 4, 5 years, the batteries are about to go out the window. And when the batteries cannot be charged anymore, it'll take between $22,000 and $30,000 to replace the batteries in your Tesla automobile, your Ford or Chevy, whatever it may be, whatever brand you're driving, doesn't make any difference. Those batteries are very, very expensive. Right now, across America and around the world, there are gigantic wreck yards that are housing old EV electric vehicles that people just give away, toss away, cannot sell them, have low trade value because of the cost to replace the batteries. Even with insurance companies, they're finding major problems. Looking at an article that says, insurers list crashed low-mileage Teslas on auction. Insurance carriers are sending low-mileage Tesla model automobiles to salvage auctions because they're too expensive to repair. Of the more than 120 models that are totaled after collisions, then listed at auction in December and early January of this year, the vast majority had fewer than 10,000 miles on the odometer. According to Reuters analysis based on online data from Copart and IAA, the two largest salvage auction houses in the United States. Listing some of the cases include names of insurance companies that had bought back crashed vehicles, then listed them at auction. Those companies included State Farm, Geico, Progressive, Farmers. Geico is part of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated. Insurance companies typically total a vehicle, which means to scrap it and reimburse the owner when the estimated cost of repair is too high to do. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding scrapyards filled with Teslas and other electric vehicles, but yet we've been bamboozled as Americans into believing that we can save planet Earth if we'll just buy an electric car. We can save planet Earth if we will take 2 to 3 days to charge our car rather than drive down and fill the tank up in 5 minutes with petrol. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been deceived and lied to. Where does that electricity come from when you plug that car in, plug that power charger into your car? It comes from a gas, coal, or some other power generator to generate the power to go into that line to charge your car. That electricity is coming from some type of petroleum product generating plant to put in that vehicle. So for the person that thinks that they're saving planet Earth by buying an electric vehicle, I've got news for you. Here's one owner that says, electric vehicle owner says he hears a loud boom 1 minute after plugging in his truck. Then the error codes start popping up. An electric vehicle owner went on Twitter to share the trials of attempting to charge his Rivian pickup and electrified American charging at an electrified American charging station. I just plugged it in. 1 minute later, heard a loud boom. And now I have a bunch of error codes that I can't even unplug my vehicle. The power surge melted the electrical plug into the side of his car. Couldn't even unplug it while the charge is still feeding into the vehicle. It blows up. He said it took 7 hours to get my car out, even when I had help. What's the deal? He says, my car is now fried. I can't use it. Ladies and gentlemen, what has been low profile and not shown on the Communist Network News is the number of people that have plugged their electric vehicles in into the garage to charge, and it catches fire and burns the house down. Or they're driving down the streets, and all of a sudden smoke comes billowing up where the batteries are on fire. And when that happens, it shuts everything down, the systems. The windows won't even go down. And on one case, I watched a 15-minute video where the firefighters got there and had to take fire axes and chop the windshield out in order to pull the driver out because the car would not open. You could not get the doors open to get the driver out once that smoke billows and shuts off all the system in the automobile. They're very, very dangerous, very expensive, but yet we're told that's the direction that we need to go. I'm looking at an article that says, electric car, square peg trying to put into a round hole. The big story of 2023 just might be the clash between the global elitists who have imposed electric vehicle mandates and the worldwide irredeemable deplorables for whom an electric priced vehicle is not on their shopping list at all. The federal government, many state governments, and much of the automobile industry and their counterparts worldwide have decreed that the world abandoned the internal combustion engine in favor of the often coal-fired electric vehicle. Mandates for banning new sales of conventional vehicles are as plentiful as the schemes to disallow further production of the evil fossil fuels that brought a total transformation of the world's economy to in little more than a century. Moreover, most of the automobile makers have pledged to end production of the conventional vehicles within the next few years, end quote. It's a six-page article, goes into great detail about that. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a little secret that's not being told. You've not heard it on the news. CNN, ABC, CBS, none of them have presented this. While this is going on, quietly, General Motors are remanufacturing, regearing for the V8 engines. Massive U.S. automaker reveals an $854 million investment in the new V8 engines amid the shift to electric vehicles. This article starts out, electric vehicles. That's where the world is going. They all say, well, just about everyone. Automakers continue to tout the move into the brave new world of vehicles powered by rich, clean electricity. Government is helping, of course, with California outlawing all new internal combustion engines by 2035. After all, those ICEs, internal combustion engines, power plants, are destroying our planet, we're told. Except the internal combustion engine age is not going away, according to General Motors. Russ, R-E-U-S-S, which is the CEO of General Motors, was in New York City last week to tell the investors of GM the plans the company has to produce the new V8 engines. Ladies and gentlemen, this article further states, the V8 engine, GM is designing a new V8 engine. The hurry, humanity, this evil, evil way of carrying out things. Ladies and gentlemen, we're being lied to by the government. We're being deceived into believing that we need to drive an electric vehicle. We've been deceived for 2.5 years believing that you need to take the COVID death jab. We've been deceived into believing that somehow, some way that eating meat is very harmful for the planet. We're being deceived into believing that all of a sudden that the eggplants can just go up in combustion and destroy the production of eggs. Ladies and gentlemen, be very, very careful. Understand that we're wrestling against, not flesh and blood, but against demonic powers that's controlling this old world. But we're on the fast track for the rapture of the church. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. How are you doing this afternoon?
Great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. Yeah, I get fired up every time I start to hear about gasoline and diesel engines there. I want to share something with your listeners here. Your average tractor trailer, when it's empty, weighs anywhere between 25,000 and 35,000 pounds. It can carry up to 80,000 pounds. So even if you're at your top end there, you're still carrying 45,000 pounds of products and goods. Your typical tractor trailer with a dual saddle tank on it has a range of 1,000 miles between fill-ups. So they are the lifeblood of what they call just-in-time. Just-in-time means that people don't pay for warehousing space anymore. They have a truck deliver it just as they need it. If anywhere in that supply chain something is critical or broken, for example, shortage of drivers, shortage of fuel, shortage of product, it's a cascading effect that comes down to your local store. Everything that you have in your house is brought by a truck. Everything, including your food. So these are serious issues, and they're not being addressed by this administration.
At all. And Jim, if I can jump in, if a tank of fuel and a 18-wheeler will travel about 1,000 miles, think of the fact that they're pushing now in California, for example, pushing that even with the 18-wheelers, the tractor that pulls it has got to be an electric tractor to pull that trailer. And that it's laughable that electricity might power that truck with a full load, might power it to travel 100 miles, maybe 200. And then you've got to stop and recharge at a commercial charging station. There'll be anywhere from 1 to 5 days to charge that electric vehicle to get you another 100 to 300 miles down the road. Can you imagine what happens to American industry and trade?
Yeah, I can, because I'll sum it up in one word: refrigeration. And refrigeration is critically important for transportation of chickens that have been processed, beef that's been processed, pork that's been processed. You can't run a refrigerator unit behind a tractor on electricity and expect that to hold that load at temperature. Your average load of ice cream is transported, I think, at almost 25 below zero. You're not going to do that with a battery. Ain't no way.
Impossibility. It's going to take that generated power from a petroleum product to do so. Jim, one of the things, while I've got you on the line, I'm looking ahead and want your response to it. One issue outranks inflation, economy, immigration as the biggest problem. Ronald Reagan is credited with the famous quote warning that the most terrific, terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm here from the government and I'm here to help you." A new poll shows it is that very government, that one that is supposed to be to represent and protect the people of America, that is considered the biggest problem in America. According to the latest Gallup poll, more Americans name the government as the nation's top problem, and not inflation, not immigration, not the food products, et cetera, but the government as being the greatest problem. What do you say to that?
I would agree with that statement 100%. The bureaucracy that's embedded in the government, in other words, the unelected officials that are consistently there throughout administrations changing, are part of the problem. They're making up new rules and procedures and regulations so they can claim that they're doing something, but all they're doing is throwing more obstacles and roadblocks in the way of capitalism there. They would undo everything to keep their job, which is doing nothing.
Absolutely.
To me, they're a problem. The government should be here to encourage and get out of the way of business.
Yes, the summary of it all is this. The government creates the problem. Then they come galloping in on a white horse to be our savior, that they're going to cure the problem, and the cure is worse than the problem, and then they develop another problem out of that cure, and it's a cycle that continues to go with the government being in control, and we're supposed to submit to it. Jim, the bottom line is...
You should know that just throwing money at a problem cures it, right?
That's right. Sure it does. They produce COVID. It's a plandemic. And now they're supposedly going to cure it for us. And the cure is to have a COVID jab every 90 days or every 6 months or once a year at the very latest they're talking about now. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Keep looking up.
God bless
our redemption draweth
nigh.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we're trying to say on the total broadcast today is that God is ultimately in control, but we're watching the stage being set, the plans being put in place from the globalist standpoint for the setting of the stage for the Antichrist to step on the scene and rule this old world with an iron fist. For in Revelation chapter 13, you will not be able to buy, sell, trade, travel, get doctor's care, medical care, et cetera, unless you have the mark. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is set for that to happen, and we need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.